Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, says Assam is poised to become an engine for Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister also launches national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in West Bengal. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh calls for a comprehensive approach to effectively combat serious public health challenge of obesity. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls upon all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint and refrain from violence. BCCI announces a 15-man squad led by Surya Kumar Yadav for ICC T20 Cricket World Cup beginning February next year. And in badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj and Chirag Shetty loses to Chinese pair of Liang and Wang in semi-finals of BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati today. The Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Assam Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. The new terminal building draws inspiration from Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage under the theme Bamboo Orchids. Addressing a public gathering in Guwahati, the Prime Minister said the centre prioritises the Northeast under the Act East policy and Assam will become an engine for Vikasit Bharat.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं। असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है। ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा।
मिस्टर मोदी इज ऑन अ 2-day-long विजिट टू असम। मोर फ्रॉम आवर कॉरेस्पोंडेंट।
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi today inaugurated a new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Addressing a huge public meeting outside the new terminal building, Prime Minister Modi said that Union Government is committed for the development of Assam. During the last 11 years, several mega historic infrastructure projects initiated and completed in the state.
Modi ke liye Assam ka vikas ye zarurat bhi hai, zimmedari bhi hai, aur iski jawabdehi bhi hai. Aur isliye sathiyo बीते 11 वर्षों में असम और नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए लाखों करोड़ रुपयों की विकास परियोजनाएं शुरू हुई है। आज असम आगे भी बढ़ रहा है और नए कीर्तिमान भी गढ़ रहा है।
Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with 25 students of his school in his program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. After that, the Prime Minister will visit the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Khetro in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement in the city. The Prime Minister will then leave for Namrup where he will do Bhumi Pujan of the Rs 12,000 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup before leaving for New Delhi. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nodia district of West Bengal. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 66.7 kilometre long four-laning of the Barajaguli-Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in Nodia district. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6 kilometre long Barashat-Barajaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district of the state. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. Mr. Modi said the projects will also boost the economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region.
हमारी सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास है कि पश्चिम बंगाल के उन हिस्सों को भी
आधुनिक कनेक्टिविटी मिले जो लंबे समय तक वंचित रहे हैं। बराजगुली से कृष्णा नगर तक फोर लेन बनने से नॉर्थ 24 परगना, नदिया, कृष्णा नगर और अन्य क्षेत्रों के लोगों को बहुत लाभ होगा। इससे कोलकाता से सिलीगुड़ी की यात्रा का समय करीब 2 घंटे तक कम हो गया है।
Addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha at Tahirpur in Nodia district over the phone from Kolkata today, the Prime Minister alleged that corruption, nepotism and appeasement of the ruling dispensation have prevented development in the state. Earlier, dense fog at the venue prevented the Prime Minister's helicopter from landing at the makeshift helipad there and forced him to return to the Kolkata airport. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi referred to the national song Vande Mataram and said for nation building for a Viksit Bharat in the 21st century, this song is the Rashtra Mantra. While addressing the Parivartan Sankalp Sabha, he said Trinamool Congress can protest against BJP, but it should not hinder the process of development in West Bengal. Prime Minister said Bengal and Bengali language enrich the culture of India and the center is committed to the development of West Bengal. He also mentioned the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who belonged to Nadia and one of the pioneers of Bhakti movement in the medieval time in India. Prime Minister paid his respect to Harichand Thakur and Guruchand Thakur, 19th century social reformers from Bengal and founders of the Mathua movement. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the values of compassion, tolerance, mutual respect and collective responsibility are not merely past ideals, but essential foundations for a strong and harmonious modern world. Speaking at an event in Gachibowli, Hyderabad of Telangana, Ms. Murmu highlighted that the vision for a developed India requires a blend of modern education with moral wisdom and innovation with environmental responsibility.
हजारों वर्षों से हमारी सभ्यता ने उन सिद्धांतों को अपनाया है जो सत्य, न्याय, करुणा, आत्म अनुशासन और प्रकृति के साथ सामंजस्य पर आधारित है। भारत की आध्यात्मिक विरासत विश्व की मानसिक, नैतिक और पर्यावरण संबंधी समस्याओं का समाधान प्रदान करती है। आधुनिकता और आध्यात्मिकता का संगम हमारी सभ्यता की सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है।
Metro train services have officially commenced operations in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh from today. Our correspondent reports that Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly inaugurated the state-of-the-art metro rail service.
Today marks a historic day for Bhopal. Just 8 years after the official announcement of the metro train project, the metro train has begun running in the city of lakes. Union Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav flagged off the first metro train from the Subhash Nagar metro station in the capital. On the significant occasion, Mr. Khattar remarked that Bhopal is now writing a new chapter in its development story. The 7-kilometer priority corridor of the first phase of the Bhopal Metro, known as the Orange Line, was inaugurated today. This initial operational section includes 8 elevated stations. The full metro project is designed to connect the city's major commercial and residential areas, aiming to reduce traffic congestion and improve the overall quality of life for Bhopal's citizens. Rashid Ahmed Khan, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called for a whole-of-society approach to effectively combat obesity, which is one of the country's most pressing public health challenges. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Asia-Oceania Conference on Obesity in New Delhi today. He also emphasized the need to use weight-reducing or anti-obesity drugs very judiciously. He said obesity is a complex, chronic and relapsing disorder and not merely a cosmetic or lifestyle concern. The minister highlighted that 63% of deaths in India are linked to non-communicable diseases which are in one way or another related to obesity. The event was attended by several leading experts. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today asserted that India's electronics exports reached $31 billion in the first 8 months in this financial year. Sharing an article of an English daily in a social media post, the minister said the sector is fastest growing among India's top 30 export items in the current fiscal year FY26, showing a 38% year-on-year growth. He said this growth is driving jobs, skilling and technology transfer. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that policy reforms, new labour codes, digital innovations and robust exports have helped India emerge as a reliable global partner. Addressing the World Hindu Economic Forum 2025 in Mumbai today, he said India's progress is not just a story of economic growth, but also of a transformation in values and mindset.
Under Prime Minister Modi's decisive leadership and with the effort that 1.4 billion Indians are putting in today, we will become the world's third largest economy in the next 2.5 years. By 2044, though, we will probably be a 25-30 trillion. By 2047, our Viksit Bharat goal is to be a $30 trillion plus economy. And we are well on path to achieve that.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article by Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan highlighting the intent of the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the bill aims to transform rural livelihoods through a modernized employment guarantee framework. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint, reduce tensions and refrain from violence as the country moves towards parliamentary elections scheduled for February. Condemning the killing of youth leader Sharif Osman bin Hadi, the UN chief urged Bangladeshi authorities to carry out a prompt, impartial investigation in line with international human rights standards. The Secretary General's message was conveyed during a regular briefing at UN headquarters. Reports of arson and violence have emerged from several districts of the country following Hadi's death, which sparked nationwide protests. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming ICC T20 World Cup today. Surya Kumar Yadav will be leading the T20 World Cup squad. Shubman Gill has been removed from vice captaincy and dropped from the squad amid fitness and form concerns. Akshar Patel has got back the deputy duties. Wicketkeeper batter Ishan Kishan returns to the side as a second wicketkeeper batter choice. Sanju Samson and Abhishek Sharma have been sealed as the opening pair for Team India, with Rinku Singh also making a comeback. Tilak Verma pace all-rounders Hardik Pandya, Shivam Dubey, spin all-rounders Akshar, Washington Sundar and Rinku Singh give a lot of firepower and depth to the Indian middle order. Kuldeep Yadav is the specialist spinner with Varun Chakravarti, while Jasprit Bumrah leads the pace bowling attack, featuring Arshdeep Singh and Harshit Rana. ICC T20 World Cup begins from the 7th of February till the 8th of March 2026. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lost to Chinese duo of Liang Weikang and Huang Chang in the semi-final of BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China. Sattvic Sairaj and Chirag were defeated by the Chinese duo in three games, 21-10, 17-21, 13-21. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati, says Assam is poised to become an engine for Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister also launches national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in West Bengal. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh calls for a comprehensive approach to effectively combat serious public health challenge of obesity. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls upon all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint and refrain from violence. BCCI announces a 15-man squad led by Surya Kumar Yadav for ICC T20 Cricket World Cup beginning February next year. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.